Okay, good morning. It is 8:10, and after some technical issues with the recording system, this is the Employee and Community Relations Committee of Sylvania City Council on January 17th, 2012. We have two matters this morning, the appointment to the Board of Zoning Appeals and then a discussion of the community programs budget. Present are council members Lukey Brown, Capellini Hussman, Heenum, Mayor Stow, and from the administration, Mr. Eichenauer, Mr. Sanford, Mr. Moen, and Mr. Aller. Did I get everybody? Doug, you want to come to the table? Let's get the BZA appointment done first. I have electronically sent the names of, I believe, three individuals who have expressed interest in the appointment. Patrick Mahoney, 5834 Summer Place Drive. Mark W. Clark, 6031 Granville Drive. And Norman Kennesucker, 6311 Oakland Court. We attempted to contact Dennis Perna, who was a previous applicant for the BZA, and both via email and phone have not gotten a response, so we'll not consider that one today. My hope would be to make a recommendation to council at our meeting on Wednesday night about the appointment, so I guess I just open the floor for discussion about the candidates.
Well, I only know one of them.
Okay.
And I do know Mark Clark.
Mm-hmm.
He was a frog, a baseball player on John's team many years ago. And I know that they just moved to Sylvania in the past couple months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They have family here, and his wife is part owner with her sister at the Harmony for Life uptown Spain. And I guess his resume speaks for himself.
Sure. Where is he moving from?
Toledo. And is very excited to be in Spain. That's
great.
My comment, I don't really know any of them, you know, personally. Norm seemed like a really good candidate with a lot of background. I like the idea of the engineering background rather than the real estate background. You know, it brings a whole other perspective to the board. After going through all three of them, I'm in favor of Norm, you know, right now because of the non-real estate versus the engineering, and you know, he was involved with, you know, planning, you know, at the University of Toledo and stuff like that, so, you know, he does have background in that kind of stuff, but I like the engineering guy.
Katie?
So, the two new ones, Mark Clark, I don't know. Patrick Mahoney, I don't know, but I love his resume. I love the degree in geography and planning with an emphasis in land use and urban planning, and I really wish he was here and we could talk to him. But,
well, Norman, and you know, we have the ability to not.
That's true.
Right?
But on the other hand, Norman Kennesucker, he's the one that led the students from UT, and they did the SOMA plan for us, and he seems like he's been involved and he's got students involved, and so I mean it looks like any three would be a great candidate, but maybe because Norman Kennesucker has been involved,
right?
But I love this
well,
degree in
you know,
planning
the,
over
the
here.
Very fact that we're looking at some folks that have been have applied before, right? That we're not going to lose these people. And, you know, when we have good candidates like this, I always make it a personal, I make a personal effort to call them myself and let them know that they were, you know, well-regarded and that we'd like them to keep their name in the mix. I guess my attitude about I like Patrick a lot. I mean, clearly he has the credentials, and on paper at least looks like he could be very helpful. But I think you're right about Norm Kanasecker. He has had a long-standing involvement with the community, not just the Sylvania community, but with the Toledo community. I know from an outside source, i.e. the parent of one of his students, that he's got another Sylvania project for the class this term, and that's the parking lot behind the Key Bank facility, which, of course, we've wrestled with for years, right? So I suspect we can look forward to what those students are going to say. So I guess my attitude, and I, you know, Mark Clark is the kind of person that I like to keep an eye on, yeah, as he stays in the community.
Yeah, he's brand new, and, you know, I have no problem with that. I wasn't definitely recommending it. I just wanted mm-hmm. to tell you that he is new and excited to be here, and
right.
I think he'll be around, and mm-hmm. especially if you give him a call.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a good problem to have.
It sure is.
Great candidates.
It sure is.
I'm always so surprised, you know, when any of these openings come up, the quality of people that right. we get applying for them.
Can we, is it, I was going to look this up and I forgot last night, how many's on the board? Is it
five? BZA. Mayor, do you know that?
I'm sorry.
How many people are on the BZA? Is it three or five? Or four?
It's five.
It's five, okay.
And they're all men.
Yes. Carol. No, we have Carol Lindhuber.
That's right. Good. Okay, we're good.
although I like the way you're thinking, and I think clearly we want to encourage diverse. Yes, exactly. The one piece that I would like to ask Margie to check, if we decide that Kanasecker is the guy, is whether his teaching schedule will accommodate the meetings, because that they are in the evening, and at least the last time he invited us over to see his class, the class was in the evening, so I don't know if the night's aligned, but I would make that one contingency if we do decide to recommend him. So do we have a motion on this?
I'd like to move that we that our committee recommends Norman Kanasecker to council for the appointment.
I'll second.
Okay. Could I add an amendment that if for some reason Norman can't do it, that we appoint Patrick Mahoney? Or at least?
Yes.
For the amendment. Second.
Okay.
All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Okay, we'll pass that on tomorrow then. Mr. Mohn, do we need a resolution?
I'll have it.
Great. Yeah. Okay, thank you. And I'll talk with Margie later to just make some contact.
Make sure that he's available.
Yep. Okay. Thank you all for your diligence on that. The second matter this morning is on referral from City Council. Some continued discussion about the funding for the community programs. That list is in front, you know, has been circulated to members of council. We had some input from Trustees Genawine and Mahoney at our last meeting. I think their position, they articulated their position very clearly. I think the request from council was for us to take a look at the community programs and determine some sort of criteria, perhaps, by which we analyze these, or at least get us closer to a recommendation about what level of funding request they should have. In the current 2012 budget, recall that we have put a hold on informing them and freeing up funds for these organizations until we all make a recommendation and council acts. So I think that said, we should just have some discussion. I would prefer for us to talk along the lines of an analysis model that we could very quickly put in place in terms of the number of people served and so on, as opposed to just sort of arbitrarily deciding who's in and who's out. But I'm certainly open to the discussion of the group. Doug, I know you have some thoughts about this as well. I'm glad you're here. Good game.
So I have a question about your... So do you think there's a way to determine how many people are affected? Like we can say, I mean, how many people in Sylvania are affected by each of these? I mean, is there a way to determine that?
Well, one has to wonder if these organizations, I mean, that's part of, in my mind, a well-run organization, right? You know, how many people...
So they should know.
They should know. And I think if not, if we decide that we're going to put some sort of a criteria in place moving forward, this is the time to tell them that they should start being using some metrics during this year so that we would have that for the end of the next budget cycle. It's common in the nonprofit world, you know, for good nonprofits, for those organizations to be able to come forward and talk about the cost of management versus the cost of services, you know.
So we're looking like for like kind of a math formula.
Well,
sort of.
A couple of metrics that we can use. I'm suggesting.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense.
You know, as I look at I'm not going to call any of these organizations out, but I'm curious about how many people some of them actually serve. I mean, it's pretty clear that the Chamber is a big membership organization. I would have maybe another funding piece is what other access to funding they have. You know, how big's the budget and how much is our piece of it? Because I think that's a critical point. But
well, some of them I know I can speak to. I mean, but I don't know if we want to. Do we want to?
Well, go ahead.
Go. So, so for the Chamber, their events that they put together, especially they're taking it to the streets events. I mean, they invite every, I mean, they're well-tended events. I mean, like the car shows, the taking it to the streets. I mean, they've really picked up a lot of the community events aspect, I think. I don't know if anybody else thinks the same. I attend most of them, and they're great turnouts, and it seems like that's part of our quality of life, and it's also part of what we're trying to promote in the downtown, in our Soma district, pulling people downtown and expanding to Soma and getting new development, and I mean that's part of it, bringing people, then you get the people, then you get the money for development.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For each organization, or I could...
Yeah, well, okay, sure. Let's have a little discussion about each of these, not in phenomenal detail, but let's talk about our attitudes about each one of them.
Okay. So can I talk about the Chamber then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I read their Pat's letter to us, dated October 15th, 2011, where she's asking for $10,000 more than she got last year.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's not going to fly in this year. Downtown events, I think, are great, but she's talking about seeking more money for 5 additional downtown events.
And I did talk to her. She knows that she's probably not going to get the extra.
Well, good for her. So, you know, and that was, I think that was $10,000 she was asking for. So to me, that's pretty easy to knock that, to not give her the $10,000. Now, do we want to give her as much as, I shouldn't say her, the organization, as much as they had last year, is the question.
Mm-hmm. Especially, now again, I'm mindful of the fact that many of the organizations, the public organizations that the Chamber does, are in downtown Sylvania. And I think they have an economic impact on the city well more than they do the township.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind the township's contribution to the Chamber is
$525 in a membership.
So, but I think your point is right, and I wonder if we shouldn't, as just a starting point, agree that there'll be
no increases.
So is Scott back there or no? I don't know. The special, maybe the mayor knows, the community programs in the budget, and then there's special projects. It says there's $50,000 for special projects. Is that anything that overlaps with any of these community programs? Is there anything in...
So where's the capital up here? Because I'm not sure. I think the fireworks. Are the fireworks listed separately on there or not? The fireworks might be in that special project.
Do you think they are?
I think your fireworks are in there.
In special projects?
Yeah.
They're not listed here. They were listed by the trustees when they were here, though. So it's on their list of special permits.
It is, but I think that's the largest line item in that special projects one. Other special projects.
So I'm wondering, like, the,
So we don't have to spend that budget, because it's just a round number. The council comes up with something special for the yearly version.
So last year, we had the September 11th event, but there were two of them. Like, the chamber did one, and we did one. So I'm wondering if, I mean, if part of that money is in the special project column, and we don't do that, and we let the chamber do it.
Well, the chamber did September 11th, because that was the date of their art festival, which they're not doing anymore. That was the first time they ever did that. I don't think our special events, our 9/11 ceremony cost much of anything. It's all volunteer people there. If it happens to be on a weekend, we have to bring somebody in to set up the sound system, but that's about it. We don't pay anybody to be there or to do anything.
So even, like, taking that one step further, like, I know the, I don't, whatever else is in the special projects, things that, so in the past 20 years, the city was paying for a lot of the downtown special projects events, but now, because there weren't any community organizations. But now that we have, I mean, the chamber has definitely stepped up, and we have the Arts Commission talking about doing an art fair, and we just, it seems like we have more involvement from other community or organizations. I'm wondering if this is the point where we can scale back on our community program or special projects or things that are in our budget.
Well, of course, I'm sure the vice president is funded out of the special projects, but that's a line item we can ask Scott what actually got funded out of it. Just because it's in the budget doesn't mean we spend it all.
Mm-hmm.
But when things come up through the course of the year, that's where it goes. Another one would have been the Jamie Farr. That was in that budget as well. We didn't do the Jamie Farr last year. We don't know whether they're coming this year or not. They haven't asked, but they always ask. That's where that Jamie Farr money would come as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you take out those, both the fireworks and the Jamie Farr, you've spent most of that money.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, on the fireworks, correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, but I think we tentatively right now have about $12,000 worth of money is coming in that'll offset the cost to both the township and the city. Now, it's not firm, it's not in writing, but, you know, that'll take, cut our share potentially down to, instead of 12.5 like it's been over the years, down to maybe 8 right now, mm-hmm. you know, on the fireworks. I've gotten one quote back from the Zambelli, and I'm waiting for a pyrotechnic quote right now, but they seem to be holding the line on their prices on the fireworks, and then we do have these, you know, some commitments right now already for, you know, sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not going to solve our budget problems, but it's sure gonna, it'll help a little bit.
Okay. One other just point of information, and I guess this would normally be for Scott as well, but Mayor, maybe you can help us out. There's some programs that I would characterize as community programs that the city runs, like the Conservation Corps. Is that in a different budget? Because as we go through the budget process through this year,
it's been self-funded since the very beginning, except perhaps for Arts Time. And we have not spent general fund dollars or anything in that project for a long time. It used to be paid for mostly with contributions from the community, like Toledo Memorial Park and the schools were still meant to donate the buses, the township people to do it, and mm-hmm. We started charging a fee for non-city kids to be in it because the township doesn't participate in it. And Art has spent down a memorial fund that was established for his wife, and we still haven't taken on in general fund out. On the positive side of the conservation corps, they plant thousands of plants around the community. If we were spending much money on it, we get our money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And we may have to start spending $4,000 or $5,000 a year to do it. But I think that's money well spent. Granted, we only have 20 kids in the program per year, but they do a lot of improvements around the community every year. I think it's a win-win situation. But but now we haven't been spending money.
Thank you. As a committee, I think we have a couple of recommendations that we need to make back to the council. One is an attitude about whether we kind of give each one of these budgets a significant cut one time and essentially send them into a free fall from a making up the difference standpoint, or whether we want to try to give them some warning and incrementally cut the budgets over the course of 2 or 3 years. You know, we still are talking about the 12 budget, and this is one of the few areas that we set out, carved out to deal with after the beginning of the year. So we can begin to do that this year with maybe greater impact in 13 and in 14, if that's the committee's interest. I guess we could do what the trustees apparently have done, which is just cut the funding off at one point, you know. So you tell me, what's your preference on that one?
Well, I don't think we're in such distress that we shouldn't support our community programs. And I know Mr. Genowine and Mr. Mahoney felt strongly that they should be self-supporting. I think that's very idealistic, especially for Sylvania Community Action Team and Sylvania Area Family Services. That's two organizations that do more service to the city than I think we even realize.
Say the two that you...
The first two, Sylvania, SCAT.
Okay.
And Sylvania Area Family Services. When you read their reports and what they do for the citizens to keep law and order, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, they're taking care of people. They're not just, you know, showing us a good time. They're giving service to people who need services. And SCAT, of course, I'm on that board, so I'm touched by them and the activities that they do for keeping kids off the streets, not, you know, without drugs, promoting drug-free. I mean, what more would we want? Those are things we need in our community. We can't just say, oh, well, let's, you know, go party down the street and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have our kids taken care of and encouraged to be good citizens. And Sylvania Area Family Services, I know Mike's on that board, and he can probably speak to it more than me, but in reading that report as well, what they do for our citizens, you know, and why I can't believe we can't find money to support at least those two organizations. I'm sure there's other, you know, and I love Sylvania, and I think the chamber should be able to support itself more. I think that I don't have trouble pulling away from that a little bit, because we're talking about commerce, and I would hope that commerce would step up and support the activities of the Sylvania Area Chamber of Commerce. The Arts Commission, I love that idea, but once again, that's not taking care of the greatest needs in our community. And I think if we're looking at making cuts, we have to look at the organization, not cutting the organizations that are dealing with our citizens with the greatest needs.
Okay.
And I think Mr. Genowine and Mr. Mahoney are idealistic to think that everything will be taken care of by especially the Sylvania Township citizens.
Okay.
I'm on the board of Family Services. And their budget is only just a little bit over $200,000 a year.
Total budget.
Mm-hmm. And the services that they provide with that kind of budget are just, it amazes me. Now, the comment was made the other day that, you know, it should be funded through, you know, private people funding it and stuff. Well, that's idealistic. If you look at the list of donors and family services that contributed over $250,000, I don't see any names on there of other elected officials in the township of making any contributions to family services. Okay, so talk is cheap. They are probably, that and SCAT are the two, I agree with you, are the two organizations that do the most with the money that they get from us. If we cut our funding to family services, it's really critical. They did not get a $30,000 grant, that JAG grant.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get it this year. So they went through and they cut all the wages for everyone. You know, they weren't making all that much anyway, but they all took a pay cut. And for any extracurricular activities that they do there, like the little Christmas party and stuff,
mm-hmm.
the board members funded that out of their own pockets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't pull any money out of their budget to do, you know, a Christmas party or any of that kind of stuff.
What'd you say the total budget was, Mike?
A little over $200,000.
So our commitment to them is more than 10% of their budget?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now they're trying to do some things, you know, like with their building, you know, putting up the new building right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting a lot of volunteer coming in to help finish the interior of the building because there's not enough money in the funds to finish that building. So, you know, they're working at all kinds of angles over there. Do I think they need to be a little bit more aggressive yet? I've expressed that view to Jason that, you know, he needs to get out there and beat the bushes more, you know, instead of just mailing a letter, he needs to go and talk to people and make personal calls and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
trying to get some additional funding.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in dire straits right now.
How much of the budget covers the diversion program? Which is, in my view, one of the actual beneficial programs.
Right now, the cost of, you know, the guy that runs it, you know, his salary.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you know, every one of those students or people that are referred for the diversion from the courts and stuff end up paying a fee.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody comes from the outside, the fee is like twice as much. We made the decision, because it is supported by the taxpayers, through our donations and stuff, that they started bringing in people from White House.
Students?
Yeah.
I mean,
the
offenders?
Anthony Wayne School District liked the program and wanted to get involved. So when they come in, they pay twice as much as the residents do for the township, for the city. So that program is probably the only thing that's keeping their head above water right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes
the reason why the township contributes $10,000.
Yeah, because they didn't a couple years ago, and family services didn't cut them off, but said that you'll have to pay the high if a resident, a student, or a kid got in trouble comes in, then he would have to pay a higher fee.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah, but and as soon as that happened, the township, you know, brought in, you know, the additional $10,000.
Well, look, let's not get too far off from the question that was on the table, which is, do we want to phase in a series of cuts to some lower number 2 or 3 years out? Is that the preference? Or do we want to make cuts and then deal with the piecemeal again next year? My preference.
I like your formula idea. I mean, instead of, you know, everybody's got their favorite, and just say, let's pick a percentage, and this is your percentage that we're going to cut across the board this year and next year.
Well, I wasn't suggesting that. What I was suggesting was that we agree that we'll take a phased approach to the cuts. We might end up in 3 years, in some subsequent discussion, cutting it to zero or 50%.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But what I'm suggesting is that we're not going to... What I hear the group saying is that we're not going to go to any one of these potentially and say, we're not going to fund you this year.
No, but I don't think they'd be surprised if we said, okay, we're going to cut you 10% or 20%, and next year we're going to cut you 40%, and
right.
In 3 years you're going to get nothing.
So we're agreeing
because
that
we won't have anything.
A three-year phase-in is the appropriate approach.
And just even if it's very small this year, at least that... because we've been saying we're going to, we have budget problems every year, and we never cut anything, really. I mean, I don't want to, but it just, it makes it a little bit more serious. Like,
no, I am not in favor of an across-the-board cut, because I am not sure, for example, an example, I love SCAT. I fill a table with the bank for lunch, breakfast every year. I have volunteered with them. I used to be the school board representative to SCAT for 4 years. Okay, so I love SCAT. I am not sure how many actual people they serve outside of their fundraisers, right? I know that the 24-hour challenge is a fundraiser.
Well, I know they serve a lot of the parents.
Okay.
Get the parents. They... how do they have they meet with the kindergarten parents when they're coming in and explain the programs to them so that they're well aware. They go to every kindergarten open house. They go to, I think it's the seventh, I should remember the grade, seventh grade. They meet with the parents. So they're out there in the community with a lot of people, not just the kids that, you know, okay, are members of the SCAT group. But on the other hand, those kids are getting information and training and inspiration to take out to the community, mm-hmm, to their peers. I mean, you know, I don't think you can judge it by numbers, and I object to saying that you can, you know, look and say, oh, well, they take care of 25 people, and, you know, the other group takes care of 125. So, you know, what is the whole role of the program, I think, is a much more important thing than the numbers of people served. I don't know. I know that can be a criteria, but it's certainly not the answer. I wish it was that black and white. I wish we could just go like that and it would be easy to do, but I don't think it is. I think we have to look at the type of service and do they get it elsewhere? Can they do, you know, can the Sylvania Arts Commission or the Chamber of Commerce deal with things, you know, on their own?
Right.
And, you know, if they don't get money from us, then, you know, they go elsewhere, their members. Mm-hmm. You know, SCAT doesn't have members like,
right,
the chamber does.
Okay. Well, I could say 10 words about the Arts Commission, and then can anybody say something about...
Well, before we do that, let's are we agreeing here with or without a vote that we're talking about, however we go about it, whether it's a formula, whether it's a case-by-case example, we're talking about getting to the ultimate philosophical level about funding community programs in over a three-year period, 11, 12, and 13. I'm sorry, 12, 13, and 14. And that will give them a signal that our intention is to change the funding formula each year during those 3 years, which with a ultimate lower level in 14 is, or does
we just have to figure out what the signal is.
Yes, I understand. Well, the signal is we call it the tone. But let's agree that it's or, you know, again, I really just want to get the sense of the committee. Do we cut them now? Do we not cut them ever? Do we try to phase it through over 3 years? I personally think that we have to figure out a way, even with a relatively small amount of money, to get some of these organizations off of the habit of coming to us every year and asking for $20,000, $30,000, $10,000, because we are operationally running a deficit. And I get it that we have a surplus, but do we want to spend our surplus on subsidizing every one of these kinds of things in the way that we have in the past? I think those days are over, honestly, for government.
Well, isn't that a shame?
Well, my opinion, right?
Well, I mean, it's nothing that we can really do about it. I mean,
and I give money, I think, to every one of these organizations, I would think, personally. So it's not an academic deal, you know.
In my opinion, I'd rather see, and it's not because you're in charge of the fireworks cut, than cutting Sylvania Area Family Services or SCAT.
Okay, but you're not answering my question.
Okay.
Answer the
down
question.
Down the road, I don't want to say that the city of Sylvania doesn't support its groups in the community that are helping citizens who are in need of help.
I'm going to make one other comment. Majority of these organizations go out and try to get additional funding through grants and all that kind of stuff. And one of the areas where they get a lot of points is, what is the community support for your organization?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they use is how much city council and how much the township contributes to the organization. That shows community support. If they don't have that community support, a lot of these grants and stuff might dry up. And we need to keep that in the back of our minds.
Well, point well made, okay, but let's think about a different way to approach this. And at some point, I want to give Doug an opportunity to talk, because, you know, he has surfaced some information like yesterday in an email that he may want to speak to. But before we get to that, I'm on another board that gives away money, and one of the things that that board frequently does is create funding that's based on a match. That, you know, you're requesting $30,000, we'll give you 10 up front and another 10 if you can match the 10, you know, and it challenges the organization to be a little bit more focused on fundraising than they would normally be. And
that's
some never make it, some even decline the opportunity, which says a lot about them. But I think that might be the kind of approach that could serve us well here in the short term. Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Doug's been very patient. Do you have any thoughts or comments?
I think I'm where you are. Unfortunately, I don't think we can continue to afford this. I think these are organizations that, because they do have valuable community services, if they had to find other ways to fund themselves, I think there's a good chance that they would find support within the community for what they do. I'm involved in another values-based education program that self-funds itself, that serves, I'm sure it serves as many people in this community as SCAT does, for example. You know, these are, the bottom line here is that we have a lot of tough budget decisions to make. And if you looked at this and if you looked at this budget and you know, is this one police officer? You know, do we make that kind of, you know, do we have to make that choice? If we're going to balance the budget, we are going to have to make those choices. And so,
why is it always a police officer, though? There's other
because
ways to cut than to say, because that's always like such a scare tactic, in my
right.
opinion.
I understand that. But the fact is that those are the types of decisions we're going to be making. We're going to be making important personnel decisions on how big our police department's going to be, how big our road department, how many people we're going to have in our working on our roads and working on our streets, how we're going to deal with things like snow removal. We're talking about the basic, what most people think of as basic city services. These are not basic city services. You take a city like the city of Toledo, and they're not making these types of contributions because they know they can't afford them. A couple of years ago, the reason the trustees cut those out was because they couldn't afford, they just couldn't afford them. They've restored them to some extent, but nowhere near where they were 5 years ago. I think over a period of time, you know, giving these organizations, I'm a past board member of Sylvania Area Family Services. I know how dependent they are on these community organizations. they need a warning before, or they will not be able to function. But I think your approach is a sound one.
Which approach?
The approach of phasing these down over a period of time and giving that clear direction and explaining it as simple as, you know, unfortunately, our financial situation currently is such that we can't continue to do that. Because I think that's accurate. I think it's accurate now. Certainly going to be accurate. It's going to be more accurate in each of the next 2 years.
One thing that you did say, Doug, is that the city of Toledo doesn't fund this kind of stuff. Well, they don't fund it because they have their own internal departments that handle it, that they have, you know, a whole department that handles neighborhood services.
No, they also have a $38 million shortfall, you know. Yeah. I mean, they don't, those neighborhood people, bad example, because they're in the news, but, you know, the parks and recreation people are pretty much gone from there now, you know. I think we all have to be mindful of the fact that the most phone calls that we get are when the streets don't get plowed, the trash doesn't get picked up. Yeah, okay.
No, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, you know, safety, fire, police, refuse, and streets are the four things that people consider to be fundamental basics in their bargain with the city when they pay their taxes. Yeah, exactly. And this other rest of it's quality of life, and that's important, and that's what makes Sylvania Sylvania. We all get that, you know, but I think we have to be thoughtful about it. I mean, I'm hopeful, Sandy, that there are dollars. I think Katie and I talked yesterday about health care, and, you know, we need to have a conversation with George and with the mayor about, you know, the level of health care that we provide our people. You know, I, as a business person, am challenged every year with, you know, 8, 10, 12, 20% increases, and we find ways every year to keep that down. You know, I've always assumed that we've done that, Mayor, but I don't know that we have. You know, I've never really asked the question. And shame on me, because here I am chairing the committee.
Medicare, medical expenses are such a big budget item.
Yeah.
We do much better than most other governments doing.
But see, the operative term is much other governments, right? Are we doing better measured against the rest of the economy? And that's a discussion for a different time.
That becomes the level of insurance you have.
Right.
In private business, well, I raise, you know, I've gone on different programs in my business that we can't do unless we negotiate in the contracts.
What's this
in
point?
The labor contracts.
Well, that's the point. Yeah. But anyway, how do we feel about a 3-year phase out of whatever we're going to do?
Well, I don't. It should be a phase out. I think it should be a reduction over a period of time, notifying them that, you know, your funding, don't count on $30,000 mm-hmm. next year. You might only get 20. Mm-hmm. And they need to, you know, be aware of it. And don't assume every year that they're going to get what they got the previous year or more. Because a lot of these have gradually gone up, I believe, over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to cut their legs out from underneath them.
Right? I don't hear any of us wanting to do that.
I think we need to, you know, let them know. And the only one that I really would not want to give all the money to this year is the chamber. I think
all of the money that they've asked for, all the money that we've got.
Well, the money that's been approved for the budget, you know, what do they have in there? $18,500.
Yeah, so that's a status quo from last year.
Well, what do you think about that?
That's equal to what we gave them
last year. And you wouldn't want to give them that?
That would be one I would want to take a look at.
Do you go to the CIC?
Yes, I do.
What do you think about that there?
Well, I think they're headed in the right direction, finally. Over the last 3 years ago, I thought it was just a group where people got together and they weren't doing what they were supposed to, but I think that direction has changed over the years,
what
the last couple of years. and they're starting to work with businesses and trying to bring new businesses into the community and stuff like that. How many of those loans did they, have they given out, do you know, over the last 2 years?
They have a reservoir of $300,000 to $400,000, and they've issued loans probably for $250,000, so it's 5 or 6 companies, I believe. They are no interest loans, they're not grants, they've been asked for grants, and I had to, along with you and a few other people, say we don't give grants. So it was quite a lot, and we ended up giving no interest.
Is the $6,000 in the budget an annual membership fee?
It is, it's a charter member, and the township contributes the same amount.
I see that.
That is just how the organization works. They do collect the membership fees from, I don't know, 100 members or so. The biggest contributors are the city and the township.
Yes, it should be, I suppose. There's some private sector members as well.
A lot of private sector.
And they pay a membership fee as well.
They cut off pretty well. The ones we've lost are utility companies, they don't feel like they used to, but the banks are still there. This is still a way to compete with other communities to bring jobs to the Sylvania community. That's what it's really doing. Because so many other communities have a CIC, oftentimes more better funded than this one. But to say that the county improvement corporation will service us, it doesn't. It goes after the big factories, it goes out after thousands of jobs. And rarely do anything to benefit Sylvania other than raise employment in the Toledo metropolitan area. They don't have a...
The $6,000 goes to cover their administrative costs, is that the point? And that's a, is there a paid director? I should know that, I don't know.
It's contracted out through the Chamber of Commerce. We used to have Bert Bowling do it, and before that, Don Crandall did it.
Right.
And they were paid part-time, and that's in effect what we're doing with the Chamber right now. And it's not an expensive contract.
Okay. Could I ask a question, one more question about the Chamber, of Bill, that you probably have the better handle on this. How, in the current evolution of who's doing what to generate activity in downtown Sylvania and in the city of Sylvania, is the Chamber still the key player? I mean, where does your downtown development group come in? Could you give us 30 seconds on that?
Sure. The Chamber's been a big help because of the advertising piece. When there's events, they really do a good job at that. What is starting to take off and there, and just starting a membership drive, is the Downtown Sylvania Association, which is the new group that came off of our planning grant for downtown. So that's really getting more support. Again, trying to get it together, the Chamber, the downtown group, and Historic Village, who all utilize the downtown area, getting them closer to being on the same page. So probably next year, I envision the downtown group just getting stronger.
Okay, so potentially in a future year, we would be looking at diverting some of the Chamber dollars to the downtown group?
The downtown group, we made it clear because they were looking for support, saying that we were discouraging that, to look for to start another group that's going to be expecting $15,000 over here. So
good for
that's not in the cards. In fact, they're working on more events to support themselves.
But right now, would it be safe to say the Chamber's acting as an umbrella association for the Downtown Business Association?
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty accurate. Yeah, if we didn't have the Chamber's support for some of those events, they would have been looking to raise money to do the advertising that the Chamber's been able to do for the events the last few years.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so I think we've agreed that whatever we do, we're going to do over 3 years. We want to give them an early warning that over the course of 3 years, the funding is going to change from the city in some form. Fair to say? You okay with that, Sandy?
I think, yes.
Is it also fair to say that the potential funding in the future could come, at least in part, in the term of challenge funding? i.e. we'll give you $10,000 if you raise $10,000.
I like that idea.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Mike, you okay with that? Okay. So I think that's helpful. All right. It still doesn't help us with the 2012
okay.
piece.
I have some suggestions for $10,000 worth of cuts for this year.
Okay.
Is that a 10,000? I mean,
you mean as a total?
Yeah, a total of 10,000 cuts from the amount
budget. I honestly don't know how much this all adds up to, so I don't know if that's helpful or not.
Instead of giving it a percent for everybody, just saying right. it's a 10% grade.
Right. Well, no, I mean, I wasn't doing 10 across the board.
10% off of everybody.
I wasn't
just
doing it across the board.
This is an $84,000 budget item in total.
Need more than 10,000?
No, I don't know. No, I don't
I
have
thought,
an opinion.
You know,
your idea would be to cut 10,000 out, okay?
Yeah.
So it's more than 10%. It's about 15%, right?
You want to hear my...
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. Well, from the amount budgeted, I would take 2,000 from SCAT and put them back at their 2011 amount.
Okay.
I would take 5,000... No, I'm sorry, 3,500 from Sylvania Area Chamber of Commerce.
So we'd be giving them less than
yes.
11. Okay.
So you're cutting from the amount budgeted.
Amount budgeted, right. Okay. And take 5,000 from the Sylvania Arts Commission.
Based on what?
Based on, I think they can make money. I think they can have fundraisers and do things like that. I notice they don't charge for their orchestra concerts. I think they can start by charging a nominal fee for those. I'm not a member of that organization, but what I'm looking at is the I guess more of the charity type.
Mm-hmm.
I want to support. Obviously, I didn't take any from Sylvania Area Family Services.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just throwing those numbers out there.
Mm-hmm. And that adds up to 10, doesn't it?
10,500, it adds up.
So, Sandy, I would agree with you on that the orchestra should generate some more funding, but I might also add that the Arts Commission, they bring opera to every single Sylvania school, so every single Sylvania school child. And they send all the fourth graders. So they're getting to the Toledo Art Museum. So they're funding, they're affecting every single child in the Sylvania School District.
And maybe the school should be paying for that rather than...
They do pay part, but the school has the same issues that we do.
These are numbers, I'm just throwing it out there. I would much rather take from the Sylvania Arts Commission than from the Sylvania Area Family Services, and that's my opinion.
I'm not disagreeing with that, except that that's a significant cut for these folks, and I have to confess, I don't know what they do.
Well, I only know what I read.
Yeah, I know. And I think if I'd like to have maybe some, that's the biggest cut we're making, and I don't disagree with it, but I think we perhaps owe that group the courtesy of inviting them in here for a future meeting to understand what's going on.
Well, and we don't have to follow these numbers.
No. Well, and we don't have to do them all right now.
My idea was to get $10,000.
I'm not, like I said, I'm not arguing with the number. I just think I don't feel comfortable agreeing with you without talking.
Well, we'll let Mike talk about the Sylvania Area Family Services. Should we give them a cut just so they know that they're going to get a cut in the future?
I was looking at it from a different angle.
Okay.
My angle is that, you know, they're in the budget now. We know they're in the budget. Send out the letter saying, hey, next year you can experience some cuts. Over a period of time, we're going to phase it down. I don't think we can go back to them today and say, nope, you're not getting you're only getting 5,000 versus 10,000. I think we need to be very lenient this year, but let them know you better get your act together and try to find additional fundings, because next year the funds are not going to be there.
Didn't we do that last year, though?
Did we?
Pardon?
I mean, I felt like the people that I talked to, even last year, when we were writing these checks, I'm like, I don't think you're going to get all of your money this year. Don't count on it. That was last year. Thinking next year, you better, I mean...
But see, they did get their money, right?
That's the thing.
So we're rewarding...
That's what I'm saying, that last year I was telling people, our budget's really bad. You don't think that you... I mean, you're lucky you're getting anything. There's going to be cuts, and now... I mean, we don't have to... I mean, I feel bad about cutting anybody, but on the other hand, I feel like last year we said our budget was terrible, and we were talking about cuts, and I don't feel like we should do the same thing this year.
You're right. I mean, we...
We're like all talk and no action. I mean, even if it's like a 1% or a 2% or something minimal, but in 3 years, I mean, we can tell these agencies, just read the paper. When you see that the state is cutting our budget, just think that that's you.
Right.
Okay? Just think that when you see Governor Katz, you know, cutting all of our funding, just assume that that's your money, because it is. And that's what I told people last year.
Well, are we prepared to make a recommendation? Do we want to give it some additional thought? Mike, to your point, I would like to try to put Area Family Services to a little bit of a test, okay, which is to give them 25,000 of, or some number, of their request and make the final amount contingent upon them matching it. A lot of times an organization, if they're smart, will use that as a way to go to their funders and get them to step up, right? So I more believe that we give them the last dollars that they need rather than the first dollars that they need in some case like that. And maybe that's what we do across some of these, to be able to make it a little bit more.
I love that idea. I mean, maybe that's the way we start this year. Say, okay, we're going to... 10% or 20% or whatever the number is, and say, we're cutting you 20% of what you're asking, but if you can raise it, then we'll match it or something. I like that formula. I'm not exactly sure what the number is, but I like that plan.
Could they step up if we did that?
I like that plan for everybody.
No, they already do.
I know, but I mean, you almost have to create a sense of urgency sometimes.
Yeah, well, I think there's very high sense of urgency of Family Services right now because of not getting that other $30,000 grant. I have no problem.
Okay.
Say, hey, we'll give you 20 now, and you guys come up with...
5, and we'll give you the other 5.
Yeah, or 25 and 5 or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, I tell you what, we're kind of getting short on time. Mayor, is there a sense that we need to get a piece done? Have you heard from any of these organizations?
I'm not aware that anybody is pretty much being contacted by someone. Don't make it too hard to administer some of these. I think if you want to do it with some of your Family Services. But I think Sandy's right. You can just cut some of these, like the chamber. Just cut back 10% or 15%. Same with the art commission. I don't know if I cut them back 50%, but cut them back 20%. They have reserves.
They do.
When I go to their board meetings, they will have $20,000 in the bank.
No, wait a minute. Is that?
And it's city money. It's just sitting there.
I haven't heard that.
See that?
Well, I don't go to their meetings, so.
And I've had to challenge them. We're not giving them the money just to sit there. They've done much better the last couple of years. But it's hard to keep giving 5 times as much as the township to build up their reserves.
Right. Well, that's an interesting piece.
If you want to put it as a challenge grant to them, if you want to give them $5,000 to everybody, and Mark, you're right, you should have somebody come in here, but it's a volunteer organization. They don't have full-time time.
Yeah, this is my rant for the morning, so indulge me for this. I don't want to fund somebody's club. Okay, I mean, there are some organizations, it really impacts you know, a couple dozen people, and they maybe do a community program. And I'm not saying that this is true of the Arts Commission.
The Arts Commission, Katie's right, they do the opera for everybody. They also have the theater division program, which benefits a lot of kids in the program, too.
That's paid for, that actually makes a profit.
Yeah, I didn't, okay. Well, see, I need to educate myself on that. How about this as a committee? Can we set another meeting maybe next week, give some thought to this, maybe put, have a little bit of discussion, and come back, not on Wednesday, not tomorrow, with the recommendation, but come back for the first meeting in February with the recommendation?
Do you think it would be fair to invite these people to come in?
I don't know that I am prepared to have them all come in. I'd like to have somebody from the Arts Commission come in. I mean, I've served on the boards of 2-3 of these, so I kind of get, personally, I have that sense. I don't know anything about the Arts Commission.
My recommendation would be to put them on notice, and I have no problem with two different things. I like the idea of matching funds.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to do something this year on the budget just to show that we're serious.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, cut each one of them 5% or cut each one of them 10%. And say, yep, next year it might be another 10 or 20% cut. But I think we do need to cut them this year just to... Yes, we're serious about this, and you need to, you know, start looking for other sources of income. And then, like with SCAT and with family services, I like those for the matching funds. I don't know if we need it on the Arts Commission or CIC, but I think, you know, those two organization matching funds, I think, would be appropriate for.
And I don't think we need to match funds for the chamber.
No.
Just SCAT and CIC, right?
Yeah, just those two.
And maybe Arts Commission?
Yeah.
But I want to ask about that.
I think, you know, I think we cut each one of them 10% this year.
All 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yep.
How about we do this? We cut them all.
You can't do CIC, though, right?
No. Well, let's carve that out. I mean, that's a membership, and I personally think that that's less a community program than an economic development program.
Right.
That's a membership. That's a charter membership.
At the very least, can we agree just to approve the CIC commitment for the year?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Is that okay with everybody?
That's fine.
Okay, Katie, I know you're skeptical, but...
It's different than what it was 3 years ago.
So, you know what I see is different, though, and I don't want to be, like, negative because I know they're in economic development, but their annual events, in past years I've gone, and it'll be standing room only. Okay, this year I went, there were, how many, like, 3 or 4? I'm like, uh-oh, what happened? Does that mean...
But, you know...
So is that a reflection that we should be giving them...
There was something else going on that morning because I couldn't make it. Was there something else?
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't just one thing going on. There would have had to be 10 things going on. Because usually it's packed. It was minimal. And I thought, well, maybe they're... I didn't know what they... I mean, I hadn't been to one in a long time, but I thought, well, this is a bad sign.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you my concern about that. I think as we bring SOMO online, they've been very close to the vest about SOMO and not funding SOMO things, but at some point we may have a prospect that's going to need to go to the CIC to get some dollars.
They have helped us with SOMO.
Have they? Okay.
They did the study for early SOMO layout.
Okay.
That's probably 4 or 5 years ago. And they helped with the hotel, gave an outright grant to the hotel. And it was, I think when I need to go to them on your behalf and say, we want you to step up now, they have the money to do it, they will do it.
And so I would be not inclined to antagonize those folks because we're going to need them.
Then I'm fine with that.
All right, so...
So we're going to approve the CIC.
Action item number one, approve the CIC funding for $6,000 as requested by the administration. The other, I mean, if we don't want to do this over again, I would suggest for SCAT and Action Team that we cut them 20%. with a commitment that we will restore the equivalent of 10% if they come up with a match. How do we feel about that?
So wait, we cut them 20%?
From the budgeted amount. Right, so for example, SCAT, which is essentially what you're saying, I think, but maybe giving them an out, that instead of 9, let's round that up to 20,000 so I can do the math, okay? that we instead of 20,000, we give them 16, but tell them that we'll give them an additional 2 if they raise 2.
How do you even afford that? Because he raised more than 2.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, we do.
Was it new money? Is it specifically for this matching purpose?
Yes, you know, you're right.
That's
a good point.
Because they do fundraisers.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, you're right. Because they could just say
that they're going to do it. Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe that's not helpful.
Those are easier to do when you have a specific capital improvement thing or something like that for operations.
Good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well,
I crossed that idea off. Yeah. Did you hear
and me? I did too before you got to it, I think.
I do like the idea that they have to just cut everybody 10%, 15%, and do it across the board. That is easier to fund. Gives everybody a message that something coming. If you want to monkey with it a little bit, cut the art commission a little more, or cut the chamber a little bit more so you don't have to cut so many area family services.
Right.
Do it in a small way so that you're in a position that, hey, we just cut everybody 10%. Oh, yeah, we did a little extra here and there.
I'd like to pull the Arts Commission out and just review it further. It's a small amount of money, but it's a poster child for somebody who maybe doesn't need our support as much as we've been given it. I get the opera piece and I get the trip to the museum piece. That raises additional red flags.
It sounds like they have money, according to the mayor, to keep doing that.
Right, and it sounds like
figure out ways to.
Yeah, and it sounds like what they're doing is providing services for all of the students in the Sylvania school system, right? Which our city portion represents about a third of, correct?
And SCAT is doing the same thing. We've talked about SCAT. How do you get the township to pay for the township? Or you can't go into half the school and say, we'll have these things out for the city kids.
Yeah. Right, I know, I get that.
The Art Commission's actually done a pretty good job. Roland's pretty militant about that. The kid signs up for the theater vision program. She has 2 rates of membership, 2 different tuitions.
And the theater piece makes a profit.
Can we agree to put Arts Commission on hold for further study?
Okay.
If so, I stop complaining about it.
Okay.
And then that leaves us with Chamber, Family Services, and SCAT. If the committee wants to start by just making an across-the-board cut, I'm fine with that, but let's agree on a number.
But what if we do this, go back to 2011? We take 2,000 away from SCAT, from what is budgeted.
From the amount budgeted or
right,
the amount?
Right.
From 2011?
I'm thinking, we're working with the budget right now. So what they got last year was 17.5.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're budgeted for 2,000 more. We're going to say, sorry, no increases this year, because we're certainly not going to increase the chamber when we get to that.
Okay.
So that brings us $2,000 this year, and that's money, obviously, that they'd like to have, but that's not a huge amount, right? I hate to take anything away from Sylvania Area Family Services, because listening to Mike, they're already losing $30,000. But do we need to take 2,000 away, or what?
I get back to the point. I think you need to do it a percent across the board. We just need to agree with that percentage.
And then the question is that a percent from the budgeted amount, or the percent from what we gave them last year?
The budgeted amount, because that's very similar to what we gave them in 2000. Other than the SCAT. I don't see.
We really want to be serious, Mike. We give them a cut from what we gave them last year.
Because then you're starting a sliding scale, and the top of your scale was last
year. Why does it have to be across the board? Why can't we deal with the two groups that I think we agree are serving the needy in our community, or the needs of the community, and then deal with the Sylvania area of the chamber and the Arts Commission on a different level? Because they're totally different.
If we're going to talk levels, I mean, levels, though, Sylvania Family Services would definitely go on the top level.
Right.
SCAT, okay. I'm not so sure. I mean, I write them checks every year. I mean, and I'm right in the thick of it right now. My kids are in 6th and 8th grade.
Yes.
And my son participates in some of their leadership programs, but if they weren't there, he's not going to be into drugs. He's got other stuff going on.
Our kids would be.
And I think he thinks it's fun. He likes it, but it's not, like, unnecessary. And it's, like, I was trying to think back to elementary school. I mean, the D.A.R.E. program was, I mean, hits every 5th grader.
Yeah.
But kindergarten...
Did D.A.R.E.?
That's more for the parents.
Yes. I was a parent. I'm thinking it was minimal. The touching from SCAT, I mean, the interaction at elementary school, I didn't feel like it really hit until 5th grade. There was minimal interaction until then. And even now that my kids are in 6th and 8th grade, they've got activities going on, like after school stuff, but I don't feel like they're like do or die, really. Whereas family services could be a do or die. I mean, they're, because I know families that have lost their jobs, they were temporarily homeless, people that are looking, I mean, that's a do or die. If we're going to talk levels, family services is level one, everything else.
Okay, how about we do this? I'm willing to accept the fact that family services is do or die for this year, mm-hmm. and I think we need to engage them in a conversation about the future years, right? But if we want to carve out family services and make a commitment for the 2011 level of 30,000, I could live with that if we cut the SCAT and the chamber, which are the only two left, by 10% from their 2011 level, not what we in some other forum decided they ought to have, you know. So that means that SCAT gets cut $1,750, right, and that chamber gets cut $1,800.
And that's not right.
Okay, the math is not right.
No. We're cutting the chamber $1,800.
From, yeah. Is that, what? It's not
well,
right?
No, the math is, that's, no.
Is
I'm
the
just
math
saying,
wrong?
I just
or
don't
the,
like
the
are
philosophy.
We saying, are we saying 10%? Or are we?
I think we can cut the chamber more than 10%, I guess is what I'm saying. That's why I don't like this cross-the-board thing.
Let me argue for the chamber for a second, because I want to go back to what Bill was saying, and I think we have to think about it from a return on investment, right?
Right.
Now, the chamber's a big machine. You throw
it's
money in the
machine.
You never know what
they
you get out.
Members.
But they do provide advertising for our downtown activities. I am mindful of the fact that they're planning, if I'm not mistaken, Bill, 5 more activities this summer.
Right, they are.
Right?
And
I know
like
that they're aggressively going after private funding for some of those. So you'll see those as sponsored events.
Then they can get them done.
Okay, but I'm...
Without the $10,000.
I would argue that they are helping a helpful partner to us now.
It's an economic development.
As we do our economic development thing. I'm not suggesting that we give them the same amount, but I'm not at all suggesting that we call them out for bigger cuts.
I feel like the only person I would want to play favorites to is the do or die, the people that are losing their homes.
Okay, and so we're doing that, and we agreed. 30,000 this year, right?
And I'll take the message back. I think it would be good to have a letter sent to each one of the organizations also, you know, stating our position and what will happen in the future. Now, human nature, they'll put in a budget that's way more, so, well, if we put in 35 and they only cut it, then we get to the budget.
Well, they're not going to ever get more than they got last year.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to get more than they got last year.
Based on 2011 funding levels.
Okay, Sylvania Area Family Services at 30, is that what you were saying? SCAT, what are we going to do?
Well, SCAT, you're saying you're going to, from what you budgeted, you're going to cut them to $33,750.
No, I'll take them to 2011 level, $17,500.
No, I say, I'm saying 2011 level, minus 10%.
So you're talking about $3,750 from what you budgeted.
Correct.
And then we're going to take away from the chamber what you budgeted, $1,850. Something wrong with that.
Well, what does the rest of the committee think?
So we're talking 10% still, for everybody except for Sylvania Area.
No, we're talking 10% for SCAT and the chamber.
At the 2011.
From the 2011 level.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I do not think that I think it's appropriate. I don't think it's going to impact their operations in any way.
I mean, we could go back to everybody 10%. We could.
Well,
I mean,
no, because I think you're right, Katie. Being fair is looking at everybody's situation. I don't think we should be in the business of across the board cuts.
You don't think we should be in the business of it? Okay.
Take a hit.
So SCAT, we're going to. The recommended amount is what? Tell me again.
I'm suggesting that I can't do the math in my head. What's $1,750 subtracted from $17,500? Somebody needs to do that. Didn't you used to do that for a living?
Yeah. So it's 10%.
Yeah.
Okay, so
he's doing 10% from 2011.
Yeah.
Right.
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 Because that was last year. We're going downhill from last year because
the amount
our budget went
for
downhill
this year.
From last year. It's all going downhill.
I understand. I was looking at the amount budgeted.
Yeah, I think
so
that's
10% off the 2011. So SCAT's taking a 10% cut. Family Services is not taking a cut. Chamber is taking a 10% cut. Arts Commission is on hold.
Right.
And CIC is getting their 6 grand.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we agree with that?
Yes.
Sandy?
I can agree with it. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Nobody likes it.
I really don't like it.
On the chamber piece.
The chamber and SCAT. I think you've got them not right.
And in our, I mean, so next year, are we... We go in sliding scale 20.
No. Let's,
we're just
let's
starting
do
this
that
year.
At a different meeting. Okay. Let's come back and talk
chamber
about how
isn't
we're going to
cut
this.
Anything with that amount of money. Sylvania Community Action Team will have to make cuts.
For not getting 1,700 bucks.
Yeah. It's different. It's, you know, what is, I don't know. Go ahead.
No,
we're good.
I'm open.
You've got
all right. So
you're going to approve $15,750 for SCAT. And what's this?
Is that the number?
$15,750.
Okay. Yeah. And
you know, my dad used to sell steel, and he could do math in his head.
Yeah. Right. Well, I used to be able to do it too, but something's happened.
$16,650. Yeah.
Okay, is that where we are? Are we making a recommendation tomorrow night to council for this?
Yes.
All in favor? I need a motion. Who wants to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we recommend the numbers that we just talked about.
Yeah. Could you have it there? Could you get a copy before we go so that I can have it? Because you actually were taking
the numbers are what? CIC 6, Sylvania Art Family Services 30, SCAT 15,750, and the Chamber 16,650. Right.
Yes.
And Sylvania Arts Commission City Review. Yep.
So should I will talk to somebody at the Arts Commission, and should I ask them to come in and?
Yeah, and we'll set a meeting for that purpose at some point tomorrow.
With this committee or with council?
With this committee. The rest of the council can show up if they want to. Motion, Capolini, second Brown, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No.
No.
Okay, 3-1. Let's do a roll call. Katie, yes.
Yes.
Mike,
yes.
Yes. Mark, yes. Sandy, no. Anything else? It's 9:30. We're adjourned.